Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Raider 30, offset eye formation. Smith digging in. Short roll to the right, throws, and intercepted. Stingley across the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, pick six, touchdown Houston.
In that moment right there, Derek Stingley became the all-time leading pass deflector in Houston Texans history. Mark Vandermeer on the call there. Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. John Lopez, you are in the loop after a Texans 23-21 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Sloppy, but a win nonetheless. That's seven straight for the Texans, who are now 10-5, the third 10-win season in three tries of the D'Amico Ryans era.
I still can't get over just how overwhelmingly good this secondary is. I mean, we can talk, a lot of the credit, in fact, that interception credit gets to, a lot of the credit goes to the defensive pressure. In this case, Geno Smith. I mean, bringing pressure.
It might have been Danielle Hunter. Okay.
That was pressuring him, and it was a bad throw. Really, Geno Smith was kind of on all day long, but that was a bad throw that came from pressure. So we know how good the defensive front is, but four dudes with four interceptions each. The Jets don't even have an interception as a team.
They still don't.
Wait, really?
As a team.
I thought by now they would
all
have
all season.
One. I remember hearing this 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I thought at some point they're going to get one.
No.
But doesn't look like they got one yesterday.
They did not get one yesterday. They have gone all season without a single interception as a team. The Texans have four dudes with four.
You hate to see that.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
Oh, my bad. I got it wrong. All right. Yeah. Around the National Football League we go. We can't stop giving enough credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars for what they did yesterday. 34-20 in a game that wasn't that close. They took down Denver, who had the longest winning streak in the NFL. The Jaguars have now won six straight since their collapse against Davis Mills and the Texans. And Trevor Lawrence, in his last two games, combined throwing touchdowns and rushing touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, and he's not thrown an interception in these two games either.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of buzz about the Jaguars now. I don't think there's going to be any more sort of prove it, you know, type dialogue around this team. They've proved it. They're there. They have a real shot to win the division and a real shot to being the number one seed in the AFC.
Duval.
Except for that. With a few things going their way. So absolutely nuts and respect for what they've done.
The thing that most impresses me about what they do is, and this wasn't a great game for them yesterday against the Broncos, but they've been very consistent running the football. And in a game where they only ran for 81 total yards and averaged just 3 yards a carry, they were able to win in a game where Trevor Lawrence got sacked five times. Denver gets a lot of sacks defensively. They were able to win. They got a chip on their shoulder. That chip has been powering them throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
The banged up Chargers, who the Texans play on Saturday, are 11-4 after a 34-17 win over the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas officially eliminated, but they were pretty much eliminated already. The Speak for Your Pizza TV shows on ESPN in studio have been constantly talking about the Cowboys as if they weren't dead already. But big game for Justin Herbert, 300 yards passing and two touchdowns. He averaged 10 yards an attempt, and the Chargers ran for nearly 5 yards a carry in this one. Quentin Johnson, 4 catches for 104 yards and a touchdown. Remember when everyone thought he was a bust?
Yeah.
He's looking pretty good out there. So this is going to be a tough out for the Texans on Saturday on the road on a short week, especially with some questions, John, about the offensive line.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go immediately. You know, obviously Jim Harbaugh somehow finds a way to just win double-digit games, and despite – I thought this team was dead a few weeks ago. I mean, I thought they were flat out dead.
Me too.
Herbert getting it done, doing what Justin Herbert does, just enough to make you think he's elite. And we'll see what happens in the postseason. But this particular game is going to be a big problem for the Texans if that offensive line doesn't get straight. We've talked about it a little bit, especially Trent Brown. And it could be a devastating hit for the Texans in terms of the playoff picture.
Right.
You know, if they don't get this one.
Chargers get after the quarterback, so hopefully C.J. Stroud stays upright on Saturday, but that's going to be a tough test for whatever Texans offensive line is out there. At the very least, the Texans can be a little bit careful about rushing guys back out there, given the state of the AFC right now. The Colts, if they lose to the Chargers, to the 49ers tonight, it wouldn't officially put the Texans in, but it would all but put them in. And I don't think anyone's expecting them to make it with Phillip Rivers under center. Sunday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens had an 11-point lead late on the New England Patriots, but New England rallied for a 28-24 win. Big one for Drake May, who some believe is the MVP of the National Football League. Others say Matt Stafford. I don't want to give New England too many flowers for this win because this was a game that they won where Lamar Jackson got hurt in the midst of it with a back injury, but Drake May showed that he can rally this team when they are trailing, even if it is against a Ravens team that the Texans put up 44 points on earlier this
year. Yeah, I've been sort of not overlooking the Patriots because it's kind of hard to overlook what they've done, but just how good Drake May has been. He is – there are no more questions. There's no more questions about what he is as a quarterback, and they're just absolutely in a really good spot.
I have questions about New England's defense, but Drake May is for real. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills kept pace in the AFC East. They hung on for a 23-20 win over the Browns. I was telling this to you and when we were watching the game up in the box. There was a part of me, a sick part of me, that one wanted the Browns to win, not because it would help my favorite team out. I wanted the Browns to win because I think the Shedeur Sanders discourse online is one of the worst things that's ever happened, but I enjoy sitting back and watching as everyone goes to war with one another over whether or not Shedeur Sanders has been jobbed and wronged his entire life, or whether he's just a guy who fell in the fifth round who's doing the most he can.
Yeah, no, I was actually with you when you said that. We were cheering for us. We were cheering for the radio aspect of it and the dialogue. The Bills are just impossible to figure out sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
They're just impossible to figure out. You know they have an amazing quarterback, and it also comes down to, which is another big discussion right now around the NFL, if he doesn't win it this year, if Josh Allen doesn't win it this year,
it's open.
When is he?
Yeah, Jackson's out. Mahomes is out.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that this would be the year, but man, I got questions about Buffalo. I think that their defense did what it needed to when it mattered most the week before against the Patriots, but they were in an early 21-0 hole. They always struggle against the run.
Mm-hmm.
This AFC is wide open, and the good news for the Texans is you do not look at Buffalo as a team that you should fear. You are the one team in the league that gets to look at Buffalo and say,
you got their number.
We own that ass.
Yeah, we got their number. And you mentioned Indianapolis earlier. We didn't mention this. 3 weeks in a row now, there were several games each weekend that, you know, if it went one way, it would help the Colts, and if it went the other way, it would hurt the Colts. Every single game went the bad way for the Colts.
Yeah.
I think it's like 10 games that could have gone one way or the other, and had they gone the other way, it would have helped the Colts. Yesterday, all three games that could have helped them went the way that they didn't need.
You just hate to see it. Poor, poor souls in Indianapolis. Maybe pump in some more crowd noise. That could help you.
I was about to say, you don't hate to see it. Come on now.
Maybe they should accuse another quarterback of deflating balls in a game they lost 50-0 when they gave up 300 yards on the ground. Who's not over that? Third straight win for the Steelers in a wild ending, 29-24 over the Detroit Lions. A kind of do-or-die game for both teams. The end of this game was wild. For those who didn't see it, Amon-Ra St. Brown catches a pass at about the 1 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
He is clearly stopped, and they should have called the play dead. But he goes back about 6 yards, tosses the ball, it bounces on the ground. Jared Goff picks it up, runs into the end zone. They call it a touchdown on the field, mm-hmm. but they also ruled that there was offensive pass interference before the reception happened, before the lateral happened, and it's the Detroit Lions who go down to the Pittsburgh Steelers in that game.
I wasn't as confident that he was clearly stopped. They usually let that play go a little bit down on the goal line, what you're talking about, when he went down.
He went back like 6 yards.
But a lot of times they let that go, and he goes back. And he actually did. It wasn't like a fumble. He lateraled it. And so I was actually okay with it. And then I saw the replay, and I said, okay, well, that's offensive pass interference. My favorite part of the whole thing as we're watching this is the referee completely trolled the Lions crowd.
Yes, he did.
The ruling on the field is it's a touchdown, and everybody starts going nuts, but but offensive pass interference.
Bleep you, Detroit. You could never have good things ever. See, I actually feel bad for Lions fans because they constantly have bad moments like this. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, they do look semi-legit. Very curious to see what happens to DK Metcalf. Do yourself a favor and watch the video of this. Mm-hmm. DK Metcalf got into it with some Detroit Lions fan who was wearing, it looked like a wig, perhaps that was his real hair.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf reaches up, grabs this guy's hair, and then with that same hand pops back
uppercut.
Up. And gives him a nice little punch. I understand how everyone's like, oh, this is bad, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Detroit fans are always asking for it.
Malice
in the Palace to now.
He's going to probably get suspended.
Definitely.
Just because of what he did. I'm sure something was said about family. There's reports about his mother, the magic word. There's a report about that as well. It's like this. And I actually said this to you during a break.
Yeah.
Dude probably deserved it, but you don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, he deserved it, but you don't do it.
We need to normalize ass kickings again, though. I think everyone.
No, we don't.
I mean, I say this as somebody who a lot of people think, like, Paul, he hasn't been punched in the face. Oh, no, I've been punched plenty of times in the face. I've earned the dumb things I say because I get punched.
You know, so since the NFL is very, you know, all over the place with the fines, what do y'all think the fine is?
I don't know. 100?
100K?
Yeah. That's
whatever the max is.
That's the absolute you do not do.
Okay.
The absolute you do not do is go into the stands or hit or attack a fan or anything like that. Again, I don't know what was said. Maybe no one will ever know. There's been a couple things reported. Probably deserved it. You don't do it.
The max fine for in-game is $40,000,
okay.
But I wonder if they make an exception for this because it's on-field violations
mm-hmm.
is what you can fine for.
And then you go into the stands
this is actually a gray area, and obviously for the NFL, this is embarrassing to them, mm-hmm. and on top of that, they think, oh, the customers, we can't have their customers get their ass beat, even if they deserve it. The last really important game of the weekend, the Bears actually beat the Packers when it matters. They now lead the NFC North. Caleb Williams throwing a touchdown pass in overtime mm-hmm. to beat Green Bay. Afterwards, yesterday, he was giving out food to the hungry, wearing a cheese grater hat. I love the move. The Bears, there's something about them. I don't really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
They get a lot of takeaways, but it feels like for a change, the Bears actually have luck on their side. Mm-hmm. And Ben Johnson and that squad, they're a team that is getting very overlooked, a la the Jaguars, at least until that 6-game winning streak. Really impressive win. Congratulations to the Bears.
The Bears look to me like kind of a bizarro version of the early Dan Campbell Lions.
Mm.
Just not, you don't think they're that talented, but they have something, and they have that bite the knees thing going on, and they have a coordinator, actually the same dude, that can make things happen on offense. They're like a bizarro version of the early Lions. You're right. There's just something there.
There's something up. We will see if they can harness that and keep it going for the rest of the year. I have my doubts it is the Bears after all. And one last one. Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame head coach, is the New York Giants' top target. Interesting, John.
I don't understand. This is the thing that is interesting to me about this is with the way that college coaches are getting paid now, $10, $11, $12 million. Why? Is it just a competitive thing? You want, there's only 32 of them, and you want to go into the NFL when your life expectancy as a head coach, for lack of a better way to put it, is longer in college. If you are that guy, you can last 8, 10, 12 years. In the NFL, it's very rare that a head coach lasts 8, 10, 12 years.
It feels like there's
And it's
been,
Notre Dame.
He has, it seems, made multiple ploys this offseason to get more money. Because his name has been tied with a bunch of different places. I have a hard time seeing Freeman leaving Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't want to go to the Giants. The Giants are a poorly run organization. They have been for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go there? With, like, they still haven't fired Joe Shane. They should have fired him at the same time they fired Brian Daboll. I don't know what they're doing on that front. He's the guy that let Saquon Barkley walk.
Yeah.
So we will see what happens on that front. He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallon in for Reggie. You got Colin in for Figgy behind the glass. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Santa has toys in his bag.
He sure does.
But what does Nick Haley have? You answer that. 713-572-4610. You are in the loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Split backs for CJ, 3rd and 8 at the Raider 37. Here's the snap, here's the blitz. Stroud fires downfield to his left and caught along the sideline. Nico Collins, the dagger at the 13-yard line. Ball game.
That is how the Texans iced things yesterday against the Las Vegas Raiders. They win 23-21, improving to 10-5 on the year. 7 straight wins, 3 straight years with 10 wins under DeMeco Ryans. Paul Gallon sitting in for Reggie. John Lopez in the house. Rough game for the Texans offense, John. I thought CJ Stroud was rather inaccurate. They can't really run the football, and we've got some questions about their offensive line depth going forward, and we've always got questions about Nick Haley.
We do. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in, and certainly on YouTube and Twitch. I want to get into how we're feeling about what these 2 weeks. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Like, what are you getting from Nick Haley? Confidence level, what we saw, specifics on some of these injuries. Maybe we'll get that as the show progresses here. But I don't know. I'm curious on your thoughts. But who do we have?
We have Dave in North Houston.
Yeah. Dave, what are your thoughts here? What do you got?
Paulie G. Hey. Good to hear from you, man. Long time. Long time, good time.
Good to be back. What you got, Dave?
Good. All right. Hi, J-Lo. What's going on, man?
We are here, sir.
Yes, sir. happy. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys. My take on the Texans, a win's a win. A win's a win. And I'm going to make a bold prediction that the Texans and Jaguars play at Jacksonville. It's all good for the AFC Championship game. And, Paulie,
yeah.
Listen, man, y'all take on burgers. What's your favorite sloppy burger? My favorite sloppy burger is the hamburger with the chili on top of it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that.
With the bun. Yeah, I love it. But my future girlfriend, I will help her eat that.
Okay. I thought Dave was about to take that in another direction. Yes. We're talking about sloppy things that are good earlier in the show, but Dave landed the plane. We all got out without alarming the FCC. Congratulations to everybody.
Yes,
we did it.
Yes.
We did it. So it's a big question for Nick Haley going forward, John. You can't have an offense that relies on 49-yard-plus field goals by Kyahmi Fairbairn, who had three. He's money from outside, especially when they're playing at NRG Stadium. You can't have an offense that's relying on pass interference plays, questionable ones, to get you out of third and long situations. This was a rough game for the offense, and they just can't run the football without Woody Marks in there at all. I like that Jawar Jordan had his moment against the Cardinals, but this one was a very, very tough game for him.
All right, so let's dig in. Let's dig on this Texans offense. Get the temperature from our listeners. Gave you the number 713-572-4610. I want to get your thoughts because the interesting thing to me with this offense is really not so much C.J. Stroud. I get it. We were talking about it during the game there, especially early on. I think he started out 2 for 7, something like that. With some bad misses, for the ball placement specialist, like really, really off. He talked about, and we heard it earlier, maybe he was just rushing or whatever. I know that he's shown some more confidence in this offense in recent weeks, and he's played better. You mentioned the Cardinals game. I'm not going to put too much on, C.J. Stroud, maybe he just doesn't. No, he has it, and he can get it done, and he can make those plays. I'm still going back to just the confidence he has in what's being called on the field and maybe what is being called on the field in down and distance circumstances.
It's an interesting point, and I mean, he had his biggest issues, I think, throwing outside the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he was going towards the sideline, that's when you saw some of those passes being overthrown a little bit. And it could have been just a bad game where he didn't have the trademark touch that he normally has. Mm-hmm. Every quarterback does go through stuff like this from time to time. But when he throws it over the middle of the field, which is what I think this offense wants to happen, he does pretty well. So maybe they got to find a way to make sure that happened. Or maybe the Raiders, to their credit, actually stepped up and made it tough for the Texans to do it for whatever reason. Max Crosby was an absolute menace in that game. 713-572-4610 to call into text. And we've got Clint in Baytown. That Clint? Clint, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Go for it.
Hey, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Let me start out with that, but... Hey, I was going to say, man, the whole team was terrible yesterday, but that happens every year. A really good team runs into a team that has nothing to lose. They're not going to make the playoffs, and they end up getting spanked.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Stroud goes, I think they went in there and just underestimated him. They thought they were going to run through him, but Stroud was inaccurate everywhere until – What did he have the first quarter? I can't remember, 15 or 19 yards?
There was a stretch where I believe he began the game 2 for 7, and 3 or 4 of those were overthrows that he had at that point.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, having said that, if that's your worst performance and you still win, I mean, I just think that was a wake-up call for him, and I think moving forward they'll take it more seriously. They thought they were just going to run through Las Vegas.
Look, I get that.
And
I appreciate you calling, and I get that. I'm not ready to do that. I get it. Everybody has a bad performance, Paul. But week 16, you're still having these issues. I'm not going to sit here and bash Nick Haley because he's made the adjustments. You talk about between the hashes or between the numbers. They've thrown so many more verticals. They've thrown so many more, in-breakers and stuff. Didn't see a whole lot of them. Especially early on yesterday, Is it a Nick Caley thing? Is it a confidence thing in his game planning?
I think that Stroud has an urge mm-hmm. to take shots.
Oh, there's no question.
And then yeah. he took a couple in this game. Mm-hmm. And I do actually think this offense suits his strong mm-hmm. assets, where he's very good at fitting the ball through tight windows over the middle. We saw so many moments of that against the Arizona Cardinals. So there's, I guess, and they'll go watch the film and they'll know better than us, where maybe there were some things to be had over the middle and CJ wasn't looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get Nico Collins a little bit more involved than he has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And he has been pretty involved the last couple of weeks, but I think that Stroud wants to get him the football a little bit more. I can understand why he'd want to get him the football a little mm-hmm. bit more, but you do have to, at the same time, play within this offense. I'm sure Clint's going to have some takes on this later on in the show, talking about what he was seeing from yeah. the quarterback in said offense. Confidence-wise, coming out of this game, it's tough to feel great about CJ and about Nick Caley and about everything related to the offense outside of Nico Collins.
That's where I am. What really bailed them out was the jump ball to Nico, or Nico just saving his ass in the fourth quarter, and a couple of really, really questionable penalties. If it wasn't for that, we would be destroying the offense here. They got it done. CJ was great down the stretch. 8 out of 9 he completed. So you got to give him credit for that. But they didn't have a touchdown. They were relying on field goals. Their offense was going backward in the fourth quarter until
yeah.
those penalties were made. And certainly, Kaimi Fairbairn, kind of an MVP yesterday, because if he misses one of those, the whole game changes, especially late, because then the Texans are pressing, et cetera. And I feel so bad, because I was like, okay, Nick Caley, as we talked about it earlier, he's sort of leaned more on Ben McDaniels and Gerard Johnson. They've catered the offense to go more vertical, more tight end. Dalton Schultz saved their ass a bunch of times, as he has in recent
weeks. Most of the year, right?
Yeah, most of the year. And shout out to him for, having more catches as a tight end in Texans history. But at the same time, I guess what I'm saying is that it took a step back in just play calling, just what he was calling in this game.
KJ's got thoughts on the Texans. 713-572-4610 on Reaction Monday. KJ, what's up?
Morning, fellas. Long time listener. I used to call in on a regular basis when y'all took calls on a regular basis. So I'm relishing this opportunity real quick.
Hit us.
I want to start out by saying CJ's rookie year, he had a swagger that has dissipated to the point to where we don't even see it anymore. I look at some of these quarterbacks that are quote-unquote next up, the Loves, the Caleb Williams, the Bo Nixes of the world, and they play with a confidence that I don't see in CJ. I don't know if it's CJ not being able to use his legs, because those guys typically make plays with their arm. And there's just something that's not there. I know we can go back and forth all day to try to find out what the gist of the issue is, but the fact of the matter is, this team is only going to go, whether it be this season or beyond, as far as CJ takes us. And I think that CJ needs to legitimately do some self-reflecting. Some of the passes that he threw yesterday, my six-year-old nephew could have completed some of those passes that he threw out there. CJ has got to find that moxie, number one. Number two, I think one of the things that's genuinely going to help us moving forward is we got to get a consistent running game. Other than last year, when we had a healthy Joe Mixon, CJ has not had a complimentary ground game. If Woody Marks, who I think we are egregiously overrating, if Woody Marks is our best back, then we don't have a running back. So moving forward, whether it be Joe Mixon staying healthy or them getting a free agent or going into the draft and getting somebody to complement the stable of backs that we carry in next season, we're going to have to get a consistent ground game. I'm not looking for the next Adrian Peterson. Just somebody that can give me 4 yards to carry consistently and stay out the hot tub. So those are my two takes. We got to get that ground game addressed. And CJ, dude, if you listen to this, bro, you said you were a killer on that podcast. Dude, you're not killing nothing but our hopes in this team moving forward right now, bro. So I'm going to need you to get it together.
KJ, appreciate the phone call.
I really appreciate his first take, strong. Especially. He mentioned Bo Nix and Caleb Williams. Didn't mention Trevor Lawrence, but he's coming on. And some of the other contemporaries. I wouldn't call Trevor Lawrence one, but some of the contemporaries of CJ Stroud. I think that a lot of that leads into the frustration that he's shown. And I thought he was over it, because he was very frustrated earlier in the year. And you could see it. You could see his body language and his facial expressions in how he played. And then he kind of got over it. Maybe that's the biggest, question I have moving forward, because KJ's right. no matter how great this defense is, and it is great, he's going to have to make some confident plays with his arm
yep.
down the stretch, or you're not going to get where you think you can go.
And to the other point, I mean, the running game's never coming. The running mm-hmm. game, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, you're going to have a couple of big carries from Jawar Jordan or something like that. Woody Marks is banged up. I'm with him. I don't think Woody Marks is that good of a running back, but mm-hmm. hey, listen, he's done what he's supposed to do. Joe Mixon's never coming back. That's yeah. sort of what I'm thinking on that front. He is John Lopez. I am Paul Gallant, sitting in for Reggie, 713-572-4610. That's how you call. It's how you text. You're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Up next, what's popping? After what went down on Saturday, was this season a disappointment? We'll discuss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com. Stay put.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez. What's Poppin' every day at 1140. John, I feel for you because you have been getting bullied.
This is so funny.
And spoken to in a patronizing manner.
This is so good.
Ever since your Aggies went down yes. to the college football playoff Saturday at College Station 10-3.
Yes.
How you doing?
Man, I'm actually doing good. And that's not just lip service. I want to address Sounds that like though. Our friend Adam Spillane can
Indiana
go straight
bully.
He can go straight to hell. Because, you know, and Reggie was at the house. We were watching the game, making tamales. We had the family, the kids over. And we're all obviously huge Aggie fans. We're talking about Miami beating them 10-3 in a really good game for the way it was scored, you know, for the low-scoring nature that it was. And obviously we were, you know, heartbroken and all that. But it wasn't like, you know, oh, my gosh, I want to jump off the roof or whatever.
It wasn't?
Nah, it was like, damn it. You know, it was just like, okay, well, you know, well, like they say in the movies, good season, boys, you know, or whatever.
I hate this. No, I'm disappointed now.
Don't get me wrong. We were heartbroken, But it was just a really – and I was talking to Ben Gary, who's a Miami alum. He can go straight to hell too. But
he was more patronizing.
But he, no, it was good. I thought they had it in them. And maybe part of the reason is like Marcel Reed played like crap throwing the ball.
He was
a big difference running the ball. I mean, he was one of the reasons that they were actually moving the ball all day long, but just couldn't finish it off. Shout out to the Hurricanes for getting it done. But so that's where I was like, damn it. But at the same time, you know, what are you going to do? You know, he was bad. He was bad passing the ball. It sucks. Hopefully that won't happen again, whatever. But then I get to the press box. And you and I were just chatting about the game. It wasn't like, you know, you were part of the problem. We were just chatting about the game. And then some other bozo comes up and says, I just wanted to come check on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, well, you're that guy?
Is it like a arm around you?
Hey,
yes,
buddy.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. It was so patronizing.
And then Adam Spillane came sprinting from the other side.
You
from
know
the other side
ready.
Of the press box, hangs over the ledge of the – we're on the second row – hangs over the ledge of the third row and does the U sign
he
to
did.
Me.
It's really funny to see an Indiana football fan all of a sudden become a bully, but you know what? Embrace it. Hopefully it doesn't backfire on you. I'm sure it won't backfire for Indiana in the college football playoff.
Well, I actually thanked him because I was actually kind of pulling for Indiana. Good story, all that stuff. But I thanked him. I said, okay, now I'm going to save all my good stuff for when Indiana loses, and I'll be on your front porch waiting for you to come back from the Rose Bowl or wherever the hell they're playing.
Well.
Yes.
I did want to mess with you today, but I was watching this college football playoff game between Texas A&M and Miami at a after party for this thing called the Pecan Bowl, which is on the west side of town. It's like a flag football game for adults. I'm on the sideline watching my friends playing this game. Yeah. I used to be on my team. One of them won the MVP, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm so much better than everybody. The other part of me, after the game, just watched as a bunch of people who were clearly UT fans were really piling it on as the game got worse and worse.
Oh, but
and
wait
worse.
A minute. I thought A&M wasn't really their biggest rival.
Yes. There was a lot of that. And I was like, I don't want to pile on. I feel bad. I feel bad for the Aggies. I know that comes off as patronizing and stuff, but that was a rough one on Saturday.
Can you enlighten me, John? Like, why do they always say, like, oh, A&M's not our biggest rival?
Because they're patronizing, and that's how their way of sort of trying to stick it to you, like, you're so unimportant,
you know,
that you're not even our biggest rival. And yet, go on to social media after the game, and everyone's like, hey, good weekend, the Aggies lost, and, you know, this and that, and, oh, you didn't beat blah, 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 blah. Okay, true facts, all that's true, but anytime a Longhorn fan does that, oh, you're not. We don't even really pay attention to you until we play. Bull crap.
You're right.
I got him on a run a little bit.
Bull crap.
At least the Aggies have something to cheer about.
Yes, they do. National champions.
Stop.
Put up the banner. Well, they're going to put up a banner, man.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're going to put up. And by the way, this is not because they won the national. We were talking about it last week. NCAA volleyball is legit, man. It is a lot of fun to watch. But yeah. I would have traded it, all due respect to the ladies. But
Shout out to the strong, powerful, independent women for winning their natty. It's like Syracuse men's soccer winning the national championship 3 years ago. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off. But you take it, but you'd much rather it be your favorite program, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, so that was cool. No one was happier than the dude that got the tattoo, apparently, with 2025 national championship. You see that? And the A&M logo?
Well, you can turn the 5 into a 6.
Now he can just put volleyball. Just add volleyball. Yeah.
That's true too, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's going to like
tattoos and sports predictions are not
the worst.
The worst.
Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless it's a tramp stamp. Just kidding. North Shore High.
How about North Shore getting it done?
The Stangs.
We were watching that one as well after the Aggie game, hoping for the big Dallas versus Houston Metroplexes, with Houston winning. Didn't happen. Richmond Randall lost and CE King lost, but North Shore held it up, man.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Continuing to go through what's popping. So there was another Paul fight. I refuse to figure out who's who. I don't want to know.
I believe this was Jake.
They're more famous than I will ever be.
You're Paul. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just as punchable, hateable probably. but I refuse to watch the fights where, hey, you might see a Paul get knocked out. Mm-hmm. But apparently I missed the one that you should have watched because Jake Paul, he broke his jaw in two places.
It was. And you saw the images, too.
I did.
I mean, his face looked, speaking of volley, it looked like a volleyball, a black and blue volleyball. If you are a Jake Paul hater, or at least a Jake Paul, this guy is just a gimmick type person, this was the one to watch. I mean, he got absolutely destroyed. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have his jaw wired shut for at least 6 weeks.
Have you ever had your jaw wired shut?
Never. Have you?
Nor I.
Yeah.
I hope that never happens.
Oh, God, yes. The gimmick is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Jake Paul gimmick. He made a lot of money.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, these are the fights that market the best because you're bringing in an audience that would never watch a regular boxing match, no matter how that sport might be in the
eyes. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's just going to be hurting for a while.
There's a lot of people that have figured out a way to monetize rage bait.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys did it with, let's be honest, massive affronts to the boxing community. I'm not a diehard boxing fan, but I feel bad for diehard boxing fans is that this is what has become the center of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Fights featuring these two brothers. What's Popping continues. The Rockets had a win on Saturday over the Denver Nuggets, 115-101. There was a dust-up in that game between Kevin Durant and was it Bruce Brown, right? And also, you had a Reed Sheppard playing really well in that game. But then yesterday, they follow that up with yet another overtime loss, this time to the Sacramento Kings.
I don't know. We've mentioned the Rockets a lot. You know, Reggie and I are both big basketball fans. I don't think this team has really proven, sort of claimed an identity yet. Three overtime losses, two of them to maybe the two worst teams in basketball, or two of the worst teams in basketball. Back to backs are a problem. No Steven Adams. He's very, very crucial to what this team can do in any given game. And when he doesn't play in the back to backs, it's tough. At least Tari Eason came back, so that was good. But you can't have nice things, it seems like. Great win, and then all of a sudden you have the back-to-back and you lose that one.
There's a lack of decisiveness offensively, too.
Yeah.
And I think anyone going into the year who thought that they were going to be able to play well without Fred VanVleet, you were kidding yourself. You were hoping that, hey, at least Reed Sheppard gets better along the way. But this is much like with the Texans, where offensively you're hoping that they get better the last couple of weeks of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The hope is that the Rockets can figure out some sort of, as you were saying, identity by the end of the year offensively. And I mean, right now there hasn't been a lot of progress. And this week is probably the worst people have felt about the Ime Udoka era.
Mm-hmm.
Pelicans loss is the worst loss of the Udoka era. I don't know how the hell they lost that game.
It wasn't much better than this one.
For sure.
Yeah.
So you do have the win on Saturday, but this was a sandwich with moldy bread.
Yeah. And offensively, you mentioned, what they do offensively. I think what they do, they tend to sort of, the half-court game is a big problem for them, being able to get into their sets, being able to get the ball to the right people, et cetera. I think they're going to be fine, but they have a ways to go in terms of being one of the top-tier teams.
Indeed, they do. And wrapping up what's popping, the Astros did make that first move of the winter, and they swung big.
Mm-hmm.
They get Pirates pitcher Mike Burrows as part of a three-team deal. They gave up Jacob Melton, who you've seen a little bit of, and Anderson Brito, another minor leaguer, who I'll be honest, I don't know a damn thing about him, to make this trade happen. Mixed reviews from Astros fans online. If you're of the window is always open faction, do you want this move to happen? I know that Dana Brown is probably going to say, hey, we acquired 6 years of a player because they got a guy who's under control for 6 years. But look, if you want this thing to work now, you do have to give up prospects, even if your farm system isn't so good. I'm not going to cry over Jacob Melton or Anderson Brito being traded until years down the road.
Yes, in the here and now, because they are fancying themselves as a contender. I still feel like they've been passed by the Mariners. They've been passed by a lot of these other teams that are making moves here in the offseason. Hell, Toronto's making moves. That doesn't mean they're out of it, and that doesn't mean that they don't have their magic. I think what it does mean is, you say it doesn't bother you, and me neither, in terms of these prospects in the here and now, but they don't have a lot of prospects. They just don't have a lot of prospects, so it better work. Get that little pixie dust on those pitchers and make it happen.
Yeah, and also just make sure their elbows work.
Yes.
Fromber.
That's the biggest thing.
I mean, you're going to miss Fromber the most because of that. He's the only durable pitcher that you've had over the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
That is John Lopez on Paul Gallant in for Reggie. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. The Texans won, but it wasn't because of their offense. How far can this defense carry them? We discussed that after a 23-21 win over the Raiders yesterday on a Reaction Monday, Sports Radio 610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.